Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Avis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Yeshua ben Perachia, v'nitai hu arbeili. These were the two Talmidim of Yossi ben Yehezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. And they took over the respective positions of Nasi and Av Bezdin. Remember what we said, that for several Dairis, the leadership of Klal Yisrael was shared by two tzaddikim, known as Zugais. When the Mishnah lists the two, the first was considered the Nasi, and the second, the Av Bezdin. Zakta Mishnah, Yeshua ben Perachia, Nita Hurbeili, were Makabal, Kiblu Mehem, from Verabayim, Yossi ben Yehezer, and Yossi ben Yochanan. Yeshua ben Perachia, Yeshua ben Perachia says, Asei Lecha Rav, make a Rebbe for yourself. The Rambam explains, maybe you feel so-and-so is not worthy to be your Rebbe. I can learn myself. No. Make him your Rebbe anyway. The Bat Tanura says, V'ani shemati, I heard this pshat. Asei lecha rav. Be mekabel one Rebbe to learn from. Don't learn today from one person, tomorrow from someone else. Even though the Gemara Masechtas of Avodah Zarah says that if someone learns Torah from one Rebbe, he doesn't see a siman bracha. But that's only when it comes to svara, to different reasons how to explain things. So it's good to hear different svaras. But when it comes to be makabal the Gemara itself, be makabal it from one Rebbe. Sometimes two Rebbeim will give over the same halacha but in a different way, and that may confuse you. Uknei lecha chaver, zakta Mishnah weiter. Buy a friend for yourself. Buy a friend? Yes, even if it costs you money, that's how important it is to have a good friend. Levidanes kala adam lekavschos, and judge every person lekavschos, find a way to explain that the person is not bad and that what he's doing is good. We're talking about a person where you could tie chat what he did either one way or another, says the Bat Tanura. If he's a known Rasha, you don't have to be done him lekavschos. So again, Yeshua and Perachia, Anita or Bailey were makabel from their Rebbeim. The Mishnah tells us three things. Make a Rebbe for yourself. If you have to, even spend money to have a good friend. And be dan everyone lekav schos. Let me tell you something which may come as a little bit of a surprise to you. When a person eats matzah, he has a mitzvah saseh, right? When a person puts on tefillin, that's a mitzvah saseh. Take esrig as a mitzvah saseh. Well, what if I told you that it's the same mitzvah saseh to be dan someone lekav schos? The mitzvah saseh of betzedek, tishpait, your friend, Amisecha, Azay Zakta Chavetz Chaim. More than that, the Chavetz Chaim explains. You know that Hashem judges us the way we judge others. Sometimes a boy may say, you know, I was tested so strict. If he wouldn't have tested me so strict, I would have known it. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu will count up our mitzvahs and averos, we could be tested very strict. What? That's a mitzvah? Huh, you weren't focused, you didn't concentrate, you didn't do it right. By Aveira is the same thing. You did that? And sometimes it's like, oh, that's all you did? Ah, you didn't mean it. And the mitzvah, okay, could have done it better, but still, Baruch Hashem, a gewaldige mitzvah. So how are we judged in Shemayim? Says the Chavetz Chaim, guess what? The way we judge others is the way we are judged. If you keep finding good things about your friend, wow, it's so chashuv. Imagine what he does, his davening, his learning. And even if he does something wrong, you say, he didn't mean that. He doesn't chapo batteries. He's really a good person. That's exactly how you're judged. So be careful with this mitzvah of a vehevidan es kala adam lakav schos. Because you know who you're really judging? When you judge someone favorably, you're determining how Hashem is going to judge you.